Let's jump right in. The outstanding television voice of the Minnesota Twins, back on the show where he's been many, many times before. Corey Provis is with us. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins, I used the phrase, Corey, on the Twitter machine, soul-crushing loss last night. There's no such thing at this point as a must-win. However, last night, you have your ace. You're going up against Matthew Boyd, who is coming off Tommy John surgery. You've faced him many, many times. You have your big three back. You jump out to the 3-0 lead. You get into the Guardians bullpen early. You have a lot of chances. Then Jax comes in an incredibly difficult spot and is tremendous in the first inning where he comes in. And then the dilemma off only 4 pitches, and for the second time this year, Rocco brings him out, a move I 1,000% agreed with, and he gives up the 2-run go-ahead homer, and you lose 4-3. The season is long. You've been around this for a long, long time, but some losses stand out more than others. Looking back on that loss, what jumps out at you most?
I think the timing of it is just is crucial because as the Twins lost, the Tigers rallied and they won by one in Kansas City. And so a heartbreaking loss that would have been eased a bit had Kansas City defeated Detroit last night would have helped things a little bit, not solved everything, but certainly would have woken up with a more pep in your step than you would have otherwise, did not happen. So I think what's crucial so in that game last night is Pablo's starts are so key right now. Yes. Because everybody else mm-hmm. is struggling at the same time. And it's not fair to always put it on his shoulders because he's been in this spot, his last 5 or 6 starts. It's felt like, hey, Pablo, save us, and he's done that. And last night he was really good. And deflating from the offensive side of things because the Twins did not see 2 of the main 3 bullpen pieces that the Guardians have. It wasn't Hunter Gaddis. It wasn't Cade Smith there in the mid to late innings. And that's the struggle because Cleveland's bullpen has been the best in baseball by every measure all year long. Clase in the 9th, you know you're going to get him, but the guys that get him the ball are fantastic, and those were not the arms that Cleveland leaned on to shut out the Twins' offense yesterday. So it's not going well. So a really, really crushing loss last night.
What did you think about the approach the hitters took? 10 left on, 2-9 runners in scoring position, and you talk about this every game. This team and this lineup, and plenty of it, was tied to who has not been in the lineup, but this is an extended stretch where they're just not scoring the runs like they were for multiple months when for that long stretch they had the best record in the game.
Yeah, on August 17th, they were 17 games over 500, and if you look at the baseball calendar from around April 22nd leading up to August 17th, the Twins had the best record of any team in the game. From that period, from April 22nd, 23rd, up until August 17th.
That's a long stretch.
The best record. A long stretch. That's why they were 17 over. Their playoff odds were at like 9, not to win the division, but their playoff odds were well over 90%. And then since then, they have just fallen flat in every possible way. And I have the numbers in front of me. The last 27 games, they've won 8, and the team ERA is near 5. The offense is scoring just around 3.7, 3.8 runs per game. So do the math right there. You're giving up 5, you're scoring under 4. On average, you're going to lose. They're not. Last night they did draw walks. That was a big part of their success early against Matthew Boyd, but that has not been a strength of their team. They've not been able to draw many walks. The bullpen ERA has surged. The home run rate from the bullpen has also surged. And I thought Griffin Jacks, you know, said it very honestly and candidly last night that we're all on fumes right now. And you know, Glenn Perkins is so good on the air, and I love working with him, and especially dissecting that game last night, because here is a closer, a three-time All-Star closer, and I'm with you. We both love the move, sending Jax back out there, but, you know, Jax, this is only maybe the third time all year, and the second time in a matter of 10, 14 days when he's been asked to go back out for a second inning. And Glenn was saying how hard that is to do for somebody that hasn't done it very much this season. The emotional roller coaster that he was on, coming in that spot and getting it done, the energy inside the dugout, you could see it, you could feel it, and then we're back down, and then you have to get back up. Very hard if you haven't done it, and Jax has not been in that role often this year.
So let's stay with that, because we know in September and October, pitchers can be used differently, right? And this is an example. And Jax, to me, I don't even think it's close. When you're talking just pure performance, we can debate the role. But for pure performance, Jax has been the Twins' best player. But knowing whether it's in September or you make the playoffs in October, you kind of go out of body. You do some different things. Is it fair to say that Rocco might have missed an opportunity that occasionally during the year in an important May game, an important June game, you give Jax that opportunity? You don't do it often because you don't want to burn him out, but you give him a few more chances. So maybe last night is his sixth time doing this, his seventh time doing this. And so maybe that up and down, that emotional level, that he has a greater feel for it than he might have had last night.
I think the San Diego game stands out in August, right? When Bailey Ober was pitching great, then gave up the bloop and the Manny Machado home run that tied the game at 3, and then Jax came in and finished the 7th. The Twins scored 2 runs in the 8th inning, and I think Jax only threw like 10 pitches too, Chad, when he came back out to get through that 7th inning. Then the Twins get 2, and then Rocco went to Steven Okert. And that was the one you're like, okay, if you're going to make a move here, that's not the guy. You know, that's not the guy, because anybody could see this coming, that, you know, Mike Schilt had righties on the bench, and it was a given that was going to, and it just imploded, and the lead was gone in 7 or 8 pitches it was gone when Proper hit that home run. So that to me, I think, was one of the more recent games where, okay, if you were going to send Jax back out, you're winning by 2, you had the lead throughout the night, you lost it, you got it back, send him back out after not a laborious inning, 10 pitches.
Yeah.
That to me would have been, I think, maybe the first time, but that was in August, and Rocco waited really until September. Now, you look at it in terms of the actual calendar, it's not that big of a difference, but really September, that cliche of the baseball season, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Well, many will say that the sprint begins September 1, and so I think once we got to September, that's kind of when maybe they changed that plan a little bit. So that's why they've been asking him being Jax, to do it this month in a way that we did not see before.
Okay, speaking of pitching, you're aware of this, the Twins in the last hour or so announced they have sent down Jorge Alcala, and they have claimed Cole Irvin. He's a left-hander. This year alone, he's 6-5. ERA is not great, 4.86. But as you know, he started 16 games. So when they're picking him up, and when you know you're uncertain about Zebby, who's pitching tonight, and Festa, part of the reason this move is made is for him to potentially start, or does he go to the bullpen and give him another left-handed option?
I don't think he'll be asked to start and go 5 innings. I think he's a guy that will be an opener for an inning or two in front of, say, a guy like, I don't think it won't be tonight, but for maybe Simeon, maybe for David Festa.
Okay.
That I think to help those guys get into the 5th inning, and potentially the 6th, but asking, those guys are not going 5 innings.
Nope.
I mean, look at their recent starts. I mean, these guys are pushing innings limits they have never hit before, and you see it. Your velocity, you see it with command. It's just not there. It's not sharp. It's not there. So I think what they're going to use Irvin in a role that I think he'll do both. I think he'll get some work in the pen too, but I think to me he would be, he's a lefty and Sim and Festa are righties, that to me that would be more applicable right now. And you force the opposing team to make some lineup decisions about righties and lefties because you don't know how long Irvin is going to go. So that to me is where my brain is leading me, that that's the role that Irvin I think will take on.
Okay, so let's stay with the bullpen. Because of September, how long does Alcala have to stay down with the Saints? Is it a shorter period of time?
I still think it's 10.
Okay.
I think it's 10. Pitchers might be 10 days. I'm thinking about it. I think it's still 10 days.
Okay.
The minor league season ends on Sunday, but I still believe it's 10 days. And I believe that you're allowed to keep open your AAA site for maybe an extra few days, week max. I'll get that number from Derek Falvey here.
Yep.
He's on the trip. But it's not like, all right, the Saints end on Sunday and then they close up shop. You're allowed a little bit of time just in case you need to add to your roster to wrap up the regular season, that you are permitted to keep some guys there working for a few more days. The Alcala move makes sense. And I think this goes back to, because I think Michael Tonkin, Scott Blewett, those guys are options. But again, it speaks to they need some long guys because they're not getting length from the three rookies right now. And I think Louis Varland now takes on a Jorge Alcala role. But having Michael Tonkin.
He hasn't been very good though, right?
Yeah, he's bad. They've been fine. And those guys, I think, are needed more right now just to provide some length behind the three rookies who are just pitching with that fuel tank, you know, pretty much on empty.
Corey Provis is with us. Just two more questions. We'll let him go. Check him out on Bally's tonight as an option, or check out the Twins right here on the home of the Twins, CCO. I looked while we're talking. I don't see a lineup yet, unless I missed it somewhere. Do you expect Buxton and Correa in the lineup tonight?
Great question. I do. We haven't seen them play back-to-back yet, but they're not going to play. They're not going to play. We have, 12 games left. They're not going to play 12 in a row. I mean, Rocco has pretty much come out and said that. They're not going to play every game the rest of the way. I just think you need your dudes. I think you need to win tonight. I just think you need to put your guys out there. Now, I thought the same thing on Sunday when he took them out midway through the game. It was lopsided. I thought they were going to play on Sunday. They did not, and the offense came up in 9 runs. That's been the issue with this offense the last now 27 games. It's 9 runs one day or 10 runs one day, and then for the next 2 or 3, it's maybe 9 combined.
Yep.
It's just so up and down. They're just not able to find consistency. But I think after last night, I really do. I think those guys, I think they'll be in the lineup tonight.
I agree with you 100% on they should be in the lineup. Because, and you have the pulse of this way better than me just from the studio. But that had to crush them. Because they know everything we're saying here about Pablo. And then before you get to Bailey, and then Pablo's, you know, he's the end of the week, right? And if you lose another one tonight, and those guys are watching, I just think that's an awful message.
So, I mean, I asked Rocco on Sunday before the Roku game on Sunday, you know, they're not playing. Is this because you want to save them for Monday, for Cleveland? He said, no, they physically cannot play. They are in pain. You know, Carlos is doing all he can with his foot. He literally dug out a hole in his right orthotic. You know, he showed it to me in the clubhouse the other day. He's got this hole in the middle of his orthotic. That's where his heel kind of sits. He trimmed his cleats down about a quarter on each side towards the back end to just minimize the amount of pressure that heel has either at the bottom of his shoe or on the ground. And then Byron, I think you saw it last night, a couple of balls in center field, not routine.
Yep.
But those are plays that Byron Buxton, when he's right, man, he's making those plays. He is.
100%.
And I think those are some signs that you just look at and say, all right, they're hurting. And this is not about saving. This is about what these guys can physically do and what they cannot do, and that is driving this roster decision and this lineup decision on a daily basis.
Great stuff as always, sir. I'll be watching tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
He's the best. Corey Provis. Check him out tonight with Glenn Perkins. Also check out Chris Atterbury and our guy Molly. Pending how it works out tonight, we might have to reach out to Molly tomorrow. Let's pick up on a lot of the comments Corey had to say, including the balance of you can only do so much if you're injured, and also the message that you would send if you lose tonight. After last night, and you are throwing Zebby Matthews out there tonight, so what's a good start for him? I mean, I think it's probably getting through three innings. And then, well, let's pause, because there's a lot of guys you're counting on now. And I know Alcala hasn't been great, but you want Louis Varland out there right now? Tonkin, who's been released? You want a guy named Blewett out there when the games really matter? 23 past one. What do you want to say about the Twins? We're the home of the Twins. If you want some drama, you got it going on right now, but it's the wrong type of drama. You like the drama when they were 70-53 and had the Indians here and won the first two games. You're like, they might be in first place. Now they might get passed by the Tigers. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. All right, let's talk Twins a little bit here. I'm still a little curious on, yeah, they could use a left-hander. They could use somebody with a pulse, right? The other option outside of Thielbar, who hasn't been great, although he was good last night, right? It's been a disaster, right? So Cole Irvin, who has started, as I said to Corey, 16 games. ERA almost 5. So I don't think it's Koufax. I don't think they went to Sandy and said, Sandy, you're 84. It doesn't matter if you blow the elbow out now. I know you were in a lot of pain in the 60s. I don't think Cole Irvin is quite that guy. And we know Alcala hasn't been great in the second half. He's got a 3.54 ERA, and his last performance was Sunday. 2 innings pitch, 4 strikeouts.
It's pretty good.
Is there something else? Because
there has to be.
Varland's last performance was 17 runs, I think. I mean, and Scott Blewett? Is he injured? Did something else happen? I'm not suggesting they're sending down the greatest reliever ever.
Eckersley?
Yeah, it's not Eck, 1987, 1988 Eck until he faced Kirk Gibson.
But of options that aren't great, he's not the worst.
No, and he just 4 strikeouts. Maybe something clicked in a bullpen where meet the staff tonight. Because Zebby, who that first outing we had Valvion, was it the next day or the day after? And he had moved up all the way from A, and he wasn't walking anybody, and he was throwing strikes. And he kind of thought, wow, maybe they got something here. And they still maybe have something down the line, but right now he does not look like, well, not only does he not look like, he doesn't belong as of now. First start, yes. Since then, mm-mm. And so Jax is out tonight. He's not going to pitch tonight. You may disagree, but he's just not going. They're not going to have him with the 2 innings last night.
Mm-hmm.
Duran is going to be a 1-pitch guy, or a 1-inning guy. So, you ready for Tonkin? You ready for Blewett? You ready for Varland? Maybe you're ready for Cole Irvin. I mean, is some of this... They thought because Alcala threw 2 innings on Sunday that he was out. So I don't want to turn this into Jorge Alcala fan line, but I'm still a bit baffled by that. Dave Harrigan, Twins Observer, what is a good performance for Zebby tonight?
About 10 runs and run support?
Yeah.
if he can get through 3, that's what you said. I'd like to push for 4. I think 5 is asking way too much. But, I mean, if you can get through 4 innings and you're within a run or two, maybe the offense gets going early and you actually have a lead. But
honestly,
if he keeps you in the game through 4 innings, how much more can you ask, really?
Well, the bar should be higher, right?
You'd love it to be.
But considering the way he's been lit up and how quickly they have had the hook on him, 4 innings, three runs, I think they'd be elated. And it's kind of silly to say that. But he has moved up really fast. This isn't a statement in any way about his future, because he's got some stuff on him. That's for sure. He throws it hard. Got a couple pitches. He's got great control. I think they take that. Now, on Buxton and Correa, I don't know how they're feeling today. But to quote Corey Provis, you got to go with your dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis really hasn't been much of a dude the last month and a half to 2 months, has he?
He has not.
Not really. And Buxton and Correa mattered last night, but as someone who consumed a decent amount of that game last night, yeah, Buxton wasn't running like he normally does for those balls in the outfield. He ran really hard down the first base line. Was that Saturday or Sunday? And, I mean, had great speed. And you wondered, could he have aggravated something there? My gut tells me they're in the lineup. I'm going, they're in the lineup tonight because they both realize how important this is. Without knowing, I mean, in theory, they're getting treatment right now. Probably, they're probably both at the ballpark right mm-hmm. now getting treatment. I'm saying they're in the lineup. You?
Yes. After last night, unless you absolutely cannot play.
Yeah,
I'm sure they both have the mindset of, I am the best option. Unless I cannot play, even myself at 70, 75%, I am the best option for this team to win a ball game, save a season.
And remember last year, Rocco, who's improved a lot as an interview, he's opened up a lot. He was very guarded. When he joins us in the offseason, he's great. We'd love to have him a little bit more during the season, but it hasn't worked out quite that way. Remember last year, he could get testy when, including our guy Chipper, saying, what about Byron? So this could be one of those things where you guys are, you know, he could say, well, you guys all think he or they should play. I think he'll play. Texter offers this one. The Twins miss the playoffs. Will Rocco be canned? On a 0 to 100 scale, I think the chances are 0.1, and I absolutely do not believe Rocco should be canned. No. There are decisions he makes I don't agree with, including the bullpen. The last 5 weeks or so, Corey nailed one, that San Diego game. And I feel strong about my point that he should have used Jax a few more times. So this wasn't so rare. The issue with this club has not been him, though. No. And again, around the trade deadline, who'd they add? They added a guy who was a disaster. Look at who these other teams have added. The payroll restrictions have played a part. And the Twins are very good in spinning it on, well, that's not how we're going to win. But if you cut out $25 to $30 million and also a guy in Sonny Gray, I haven't paid as much attention the last 3 weeks or so how he's pitched. Gray started great, and then he really wasn't very good for a long time. Wasn't very good when he pitched here. But this is part of the reason why you're going Lopez, Ober, and cross your fingers. And it's not just the starters, because the lineup, when Corey's saying 3.7, and he also says it's disproportionate because when they score 10. A lot of 1 and 2. But you're trying to go the whole run this year with Simeon Woods Richardson as your number three, and for a long time he significantly exceeded expectations. But you're going 162 games, as good as Ober's been most of the year. Lopez great the second half, not even mediocre for his standards for the first couple months. But that's your third starter. And again, Valvey probably should have more of these guys up here maybe a year or two sooner. I think that's a fair point. But also, you're handcuffing these guys. There were guys to get. Kansas City picked up people.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers picked up people. A lot of teams picked up people. They picked up a guy who they released like 2 weeks later. That's a problem.
It's not good. And yeah, as you said, you went into this to the season, even with, you just look at the starting rotation with a couple guys, and hope.
Yeah.
And we think he's ready. We think this guy is ready to make the jump. Or, you know, with Paddock, we think he's going to, you know, give us a bunch of innings. And
count
you know,
on Paddock. Come on.
It was, yeah, it was a lot of hope, and it hasn't panned out for any of them.
And I don't think the payroll's changing next year either. I don't think the learning science is going to. We're late. 37 past 1 on CCO. Go ahead, Dave. Establish the music theme, and please tell me we're not playing any more of the Speedwagon.
Nope. Speedwagon only got one. That's
thank you.
Well, it's in honor of them announcing they're done because of a little infighting and Jane's Addiction having literal fighting on the stage last Friday. It's bands that had rough breakups.
Bands that had rough breakups. Maybe we should open the callers. Tell us about your worst breakup in your life.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's go. If you're willing to text or call your worst breakup, 651-461-9226. I don't really have a terrible breakup story as an adult. I'm okay. I get along with the folks.
That's true. That's, is that odd? It's a little odd.
Well, when you're both Mother Teresa. No, I mean, trust me, that doesn't mean there wasn't a reason why we broke up.
But it doesn't have to be, you know, it actually can be in some ways. I don't know if mutual is the right way, but it can be,
yeah.
You know what, we're just not right for each other. We can still be friends, but romantically, this isn't the connection we're looking for.
And at times, did it get feisty? Yes.
Always. They all do.
Yeah, they all do.
Relationship.
But absolutely more than cordial with the main three individuals that I was in a relationship with in my life. So I'm fortunate that way. I'm trying to think of a bad personal life relationship. I'm okay. Again, I'm not like this. I don't want in any way this to come up. Everything was flawless the entire time.
That's what I'm hearing. Congratulations, Chad.
I was perfect the entire time. I'm sure I was a jackass many times. I think I could have three individuals call in and confirm that. They also at times screwed up. But if you have just a horrible breakup to tell us about, I was going another way, but that might be the way to go. I'd love to if the brain wizards, the lawyers at Odyssey would allow us, and we'd say, your worst breakup story and get the Twins tickets, but that's not allowed anymore.
No, can't do that. Too subjective, Chad.
Too subjective, but then I'm told to give my opinion all the time, which is also incredibly subjective.
But it doesn't come with Twins tickets.
It comes with delight and enjoyment.
Again, doesn't come with Twins tickets.
Yes. That is fair. Do you have a horrifying personal breakup?
I don't.
Apparently, we're flawless. That's what we're trying to tell you.
I mean,
we're not.
Lindsay and I started dating when we were
20
or so.
Yeah.
Married at 24, so yeah, no.
I mean, the divorce.
I could share buddies' stories, ones that we still make fun of them for.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
My good friend broke up with a gal in college. They had plans that day to go miniature golfing.
What do you think about that? They're pretty far along in the relationship at this time.
It had been at least a few months, maybe
a few months.
Yeah, probably not quite a year.
Yeah. What do you think early on miniature golfing as a date?
I think that's good.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the pressure off.
Do we have a lot of miniature golf courses still in town?
I think we've lost a lot.
I think we have. What's happened?
We need to bring back the miniature golf courses, and we need to bring back par three courses. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, there should be more par three courses.
Anyway.
I'm assuming paddle has taken over all of them.
Most likely.
Paddle's dominating the world, right? Yeah.
So they're planning on going.
Miniature golf?
He says, look, here's the thing. This just isn't working out for me. We got a breakup. So do you still want to go golfing? And they went.
No way!
Yes. Just broken up.
Okay.
And they still went miniature golfing after.
I have to readjust my position here. Did they both know it was about to happen? Because that's one thing. If you both know, we've run the course. This isn't going anywhere. There just isn't the right chemistry.
It doesn't sound like she knew.
But if one is shocked. Okay.
They didn't stay friends, Chad.
So this was kind of, going to get ugly at the golf course?
I don't think so. From the reports I heard, it was very quiet at the golf course. Not a whole lot of, you know, chit-chat, banter. Hey, nice shot there. Ooh, so close.
Hey, toots.
It was probably the quickest, quietest 18 holes, and we'll see you later.
Okay. I'm thinking, so let's go with this is 3-4 months. And sometimes 3-4 months is...
That can be a long time.
It can be a long time. You knew with Lindsay pretty quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends through high school. Went on one date that wasn't great, but remained friends. And yes, once we made it official, it was... Yeah, we're all in.
Yeah. The texter says the Chad and Barrero breakup was hard on me and my gal.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm sorry about that.
Tough on a lot of people.
I'm sorry. Both of us, by the way, are fine.
Well... Not what I've heard.
That's not correct. might have been fine the entire time during after the breakup, but we're totally fine right now. You are with somebody 4 months, and you're liking it. And she comes over and says, Dave, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to do this anymore, but I wouldn't mind golfing. What do you think?
I'd say no, let's go for ice cream instead.
Now, if you're really digging her, or if she's really digging you, if it's a vice versa.
Naturally, she would be.
She's only human. Of course, she's digging you. You might think, I can save this. If she still wants to golf with me, she realizes, to quote another KFN employee, there's no off switch. And that isn't that about the only justification for doing it again? If you really are into her, if you're not and your thought would be done, let's just go play miniature golf and move on with the rest of our lives.
Maybe she'd be just mesmerized by your skill at the putt-putt. Just, I mean, through the windmill, hole in one. Hey, babe, did you see that?
You are the doing Tiger the,
doing
Woods.
Doing the putter twirl, the Chichi Rodriguez, Chichi. Put it in there.
And then she's spellbound by you. All right, we're getting a lot of good text here. Somebody says they're still feeling the effects of the Chad and Carter breakup. He's on our show almost every day, so I don't know what kind of breakup it is. It's 51 past 1. More of your breakup stories in moments on your breakup host, I guess. We're trying to be... I think we want to be amused. I don't think we want to counsel you right now.
No,
there
we
are
want
times
the good stuff.
We want the hard stuff that's going to make us laugh. That's what we want. 51 past 1. Okay, how about this one? I was dating a guy I met through an app. I knew it wasn't going to last. We broke up suddenly when his son got arrested and he had to deal with that. Years later, I saw his picture in the news because he had murdered his latest girlfriend and then shot himself.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wasn't seeing that one coming up.
I didn't either. Hannity and Combs. Whatever happened to Combs has passed away.
That's right.
Right. Best breakup, Cannon and Kozlak. Which brain wizard came up with that idea at this place?
I don't even remember that.
Oh, my God. Supposedly, there was a lot of tension, I was told. OMG, stop the screeching. Am I the screecher? Are you the screecher? Or is this intended for somewhere else? Or is what they said to the girlfriend a boyfriend? Married 14 years, split up, 10 years with benefits, then got remarried.
Wow.
That doesn't sound nasty at all, does it?
Doesn't sound like a very much, well, parts of it sound like they were nasty.
Thank you. My last date was miniature golf, 40 minutes and out. Doesn't work. Caught my girlfriend making up with a dude as I rolled up to pick her up downtown. I was early. I decided to roll with it. Dinner at Palomino and Chris Isaac at State Theater. At dinner, I saw her outside early. She knew. Later, the concert said I was going to the bathroom and left her there. That's from Tubby in Northeast. You're going to be that patient yourself and still go to dinner and the show just to tell her?
No.
And by the way, she said she knew that the guy had spotted her?
Awkward dinner?
She sounds like a heck of a person.
So, dessert?
Called the girlfriend to find out what night she wanted me to buy tickets to the comedy show. And she replies, I moved to Ohio. Jeez. Picked up my friend. No, excuse me. Picked up my live-in girlfriend from the airport after a trip to see friends. Told me on the way home she got engaged while on vacation.
Well, then.
Heck of a vacation. Oh, my God. My ex got pregnant going to Target. That's also a tough one. Excellent stories, right?
Yes, those are.
I'm sorry they happened, but they allowed us to be amused for 5-6 minutes.
You're not horribly sorry.
No,
I think
really.
The amusement covers it.
I'm moved on. Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive 75% off installation labor. Go ahead, Dave. Establish the music theme, and please tell me we're not playing any more of the Speedwagon.
Nope. Speedwagon only got one.
Thank you.
Well, it's in honor of them announcing they're done because of a little infighting and Jane's Addiction having literal fighting on the stage last Friday. It's bands that had rough breakups.
Maybe we should open the callers. Tell us about your worst breakup in your life.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's go. If you're willing to text or call your worst breakup, 651-461-9226. I don't really have a terrible breakup story as an adult. I'm okay. I get along with the folks.
That's true. Is that odd? It's a little odd.
Well, when you're both Mother Teresa. No, I mean, trust me. That doesn't mean there wasn't a reason why we broke up.
But it doesn't have to be. You know, it actually can be in some ways. I don't know if mutual is the right way, but it can be, you know what, we're just not right for each other. We can still be friends, but romantically, this isn't the connection we're looking for.
And at times, did it get feisty? Yes.
Always. They all do.
Yeah, they all do.
Relationship.
But absolutely more than cordial with the main three individuals that I was in a relationship with in my life. So I'm fortunate that way. I'm trying to think of a bad personal life relationship. I'm okay. Again, I'm not like this. I don't want in any way this to come up. Everything was flawless the entire time.
That's what I'm hearing. Congratulations, Chad.
I was perfect the entire time. I'm sure I was a jackass many times. I think I could have three individuals call in and confirm that. They also at times screwed up. But if you have just a horrible breakup to tell us about, I was going another way, but that might be the way to go. I'd love to if the brain wizards, the lawyers at Odyssey would allow us, and we'd say, your worst breakup story and get the Twins tickets, but that's not allowed anymore.
No, can't do that. Too subjective, Chad.
Too subjective, but then I'm told to give my opinion all the time, which is also incredibly subjective.
But it doesn't come with Twins tickets.
It comes with delight and enjoyment.
Again, doesn't come with Twins tickets.
Yes, that is fair. Do you have a horrifying personal breakup?
I don't.
Apparently, we're flawless. That's what we're trying to tell you.
I mean,
we're not.
Lindsay and I started dating when we were
20
or so.
Yeah.
Married at 24, so yeah, no.
I mean, the divorce.
I could share buddies' stories. Ones that we still make fun of them for.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
My good friend broke up with a gal in college. They had plans that day to go miniature golfing.
What do you think about that? They're pretty far along in the relationship at this time.
It had been at least a few months, maybe
a few months.
Yeah, probably not quite a year.
Yeah. What do you think early on miniature golfing as a date?
I think that's good.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, takes a lot of the pressure off.
Do we have a lot of miniature golf courses still in town?
I think we've lost a lot.
I think we have. What's happened?
We need to bring back the miniature golf courses, and we need to bring back par three courses. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, there should be more par three courses.
Anyway.
I'm assuming paddle has taken over all of them?
Most likely.
Paddle's dominating the world, right? Yeah.
So they're planning on going.
Miniature golf?
He says, look, here's the thing. This just isn't working out for me. We got a breakup. So do you still want to go golfing? And they went.
No way.
Yes. Just broken up.
Okay.
And they still went miniature golfing after.
I have to readjust my position here. Did they both know it was about to happen? Because that's one thing. If you both know, we've run the course, this isn't going anywhere, there just isn't the right chemistry.
It doesn't sound like she knew.
But if one is shocked. Okay.
They didn't stay friends, Chad.
So this was kind of, did it get ugly at the golf course?
I don't think so. From the reports I heard, it was very quiet at the golf course. Not a whole lot of, you know, chit-chat, banter. Hey, nice shot there. Ooh, so close.
Hey, toots.
It was probably the quickest, quietest 18 holes, and we'll see you later.
Okay. I'm thinking, so let's go with this is 3-4 months. And sometimes 3-4 months is...
That can be a long time.
It can be a long time. You knew with Lindsay pretty quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends through high school. Went on one date that wasn't great, but remained friends. And yes, once we made it official, it was... Yeah, we're all in.
Yeah. The texter says the Chad and Barrero breakup was hard on me and my gal.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm sorry about that.
Tough on a lot of people.
I'm sorry. Both of us, by the way, are fine.
Well... Not what I've heard.
That's not correct. Might have been fine the entire time during after the breakup, but we're totally fine right now. You are with somebody 4 months, and you're liking it. And she comes over and says, Dave, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to do this anymore, but I wouldn't mind golfing. What do you think?
I'd say no, let's go for ice cream instead.
Now, if you're really digging her, or if she's really digging you, if it's a vice versa.
Naturally, she would be.
She's only human. Of course, she's digging you. You might think, I can save this. If she still wants to golf with me, she realizes, to quote another KFN employee, there's no off switch. And that isn't that about the only justification for doing it again? If you really are into her, if you're not and your thought would be done, let's just go play miniature golf and move on with the rest of our lives.
Maybe she'd be just mesmerized by your skill at the putt-putt. Just, I mean, through the windmill, hole in one. Hey, babe, did you see that?
You are the doing Tiger the,
doing
Woods.
The putter twirl, the Chichi Rodriguez, put it in there.
And then she's spellbound by you. All right, we're getting a lot of good text here. Somebody says they're still feeling the effects of the Chad and Carter breakup. He's on our show almost every day, so I don't know what kind of breakup it is. It's 51 past 1. More of your breakup stories in moments on your breakup host, I guess. We're trying to be... I think we want to be amused. I don't think we want to counsel you right now.
No,
there
we want
times
the good stuff.
We want the hard stuff that's going to make us laugh. That's what we want. 51 past 1. Okay, how about this one? I was dating a guy I met through an app. I knew it wasn't going to last. We broke up suddenly when his son got arrested and he had to deal with that. Years later, I saw his picture in the news because he had murdered his latest girlfriend and then shot himself.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wasn't seeing that one coming up.
I didn't either. Hannity and Combs. Whatever happened to Combs has passed away.
That's right.
Right? Best breakup, Cannon and Kozlak. Which brain wizard came up with that idea at this place?
I don't even remember that.
Oh, my God. Supposedly, there was a lot of tension, I was told. OMG, stop the screeching. Am I the screecher? Are you the screecher? Or is this intended for somewhere else? Or is what they said to the girlfriend or boyfriend? married 14 years, split up, 10 years with benefits, then got remarried.
Wow.
That doesn't sound nasty at all, does it?
Sound like a very much, well, parts of it sound like they were nasty.
Thank you. My last date was miniature golf, 40 minutes, and out. Doesn't work. Caught my girlfriend making up with a dude as I rolled up to pick her up downtown. I was early. I decided to roll with it. Dinner at Palomino and Chris Isaac at State Theater. At dinner, I saw her outside early. She knew later at the concert, said I was going to the bathroom, and left her there. That's from Tubby in Northeast. You're going to be that patient yourself and still go to dinner and the show just to tell her?
No.
And by the way, she said she knew that the guy had spotted her.
Awkward dinner.
She sounds like a heck of a person.
So, dessert.
Called the girlfriend to find out what night she wanted me to buy tickets to the comedy show. And she replies, I moved to Ohio. Jeez. Picked up my live-in girlfriend from the airport after a trip to see friends. Told me on the way home she got engaged while on vacation.
Well, then.
Heck of a vacation. Oh, my God. My ex got pregnant going to Target. That's also a tough one. Excellent stories, right?
Yes, those are.
I'm sorry they happened, but they allowed us to be amused for 5-6 minutes.
You're not horribly sorry.
No,
I think
really.
The amusement covers it.
I'm moved on. Linda's construction time check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive 75% off installation labor. Okay, how about this one? I was dating a guy I met through an app. I knew it wasn't going to last. We broke up suddenly when his son got arrested and he had to deal with that. Years later, I saw his picture in the news because he had murdered his latest girlfriend and then shot himself.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wasn't seeing that one coming up.
I didn't either. Hannity and Combs. Whatever happened to Combs has passed away.
That's right.
Right? Best breakup, Cannon and Kozlak. Which brain wizard came up with that idea at this place?
I don't even remember that.
Oh, my God. Supposedly, there was a lot of tension, I was told. OMG, stop the screeching. Am I the screecher? Are you the screecher? Or is this intended for somewhere else? Or is what they said to the girlfriend a boyfriend? Married 14 years, split up, 10 years with benefits, then got remarried.
Wow.
That doesn't sound nasty at all, does it?
Sound like a very much, well, parts of it sound like they were nasty.
Thank you. My last date was miniature golf, 40 minutes and out. Doesn't work. Caught my girlfriend making it with a dude as I rolled up to pick her up downtown. I was early. I decided to roll with it. Dinner at Palomino, Chris Isaac at State Theater. At dinner, I saw her outside early. She knew later at the concert, said I was going to the bathroom and left her there. That's from Tubby in Northeast. You're going to be that patient yourself and still go to dinner and the show just to tell her?
No.
And by the way, she said she knew that the guy had spotted her.
Awkward dinner?
She sounds like a heck of a person.
So, dessert?
Called the girlfriend to find out what night she wanted me to buy tickets to the comedy show. And she replies, I moved to Ohio. Jeez. Picked up my live-in girlfriend from the airport after a trip to see friends. Told me on the way home she got engaged while on vacation.
Well, then.
Heck of a vacation. Oh, my God. My ex got pregnant going to Target. That's also a tough one. Excellent stories, right?
Yes, those are.
I'm sorry they happened, but they allowed us to be amused for 5-6 minutes.
You're not horribly sorry.
No,
I think the amusement covers it.
I'm moved on. Linda's construction time check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive 75% off installation labor.